Waking up early for school is nobody's favorite part of their high school experience. Senior Santina Sarami usually goes to bed around 11 every night. By 6 the next morning, Santina's alarms blare to tell him it's time to get up and get ready for the day. This begins a long process that takes a while to wear off. Like Sarami, most students share this same process. As a result, this makes most students feel like they have a disadvantage in the early hours of the school day. Many teachers around the school have noticed how listless their class are in the morning. To get up that early and go learn and do tests is really hard. I'm usually never fully awake during the first 3 hours of the day, Sarami said. According to a study done by the National Library of Medicine, melatonin levels for teenagers are different from everyone else. Melatonin doesn't enter the teenage body until around 11 p.m. and doesn't stop producing it until around 8:30, but school starts at 7:20 every morning, no matter what. We have lots of after-school activities in order for all those events to occur and games to be played during the daylight. We have to start earlier, Dr. Ashley Mayer said. Senior Izzy Hoffeditz was involved with Winter Guard this semester and saw no matter what time school started, Winter Guard started at the same time. It didn't matter when school started. We always started at the same time, whether it be day off, early release, or a regular day. It was always the same time, Hoffman said. Mr. Trevor Wolf has heard from many of his students that they feel like they do better later in the day academically. Mr. Wolf wants to help students that struggle early in the morning. I encourage them to get a good night's sleep the night before, eat breakfast, and try to limit the screen time if that's an issue, Wolf said. A common misconception is that students are given ISP for falling asleep in class, but this isn't the case. Students work with administrators in the building to find the root of the problem and how to overcome it. We're meeting with their counselor or meeting with their parents to try to figure out where their needs aren't being met. We really try to wrap services around the students. That is one of the first warning signs that a student is struggling, Dr. Mayer said. Students have wanted a later start time, but a lot would have to be done to change the start time. It's a district-wide approach with all of the staffing and for bus routes and all of the start times across the district. I feel that this is the best practice to start off school. So that way we can prepare the students as best as possible for the next step in the process, Dr. Mayer said.